Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for joining us for the State Senate Governance and Finance Committee. Ladies and gentlemen, if you saw a hog fly today, it is because we have Senator Hertzberg here at the beginning of the meeting, everybody. Hey, see, there we go. My goodness, it's good stuff. No, we're very grateful. Thank you all for joining us. We're going to take a quorum here. Ms. Lanchester, can you please call the roll?
McGuire.
Here.
McGuire present. Morlock.
Present.
Morlock present. Bell.
Here.
Good morning.
Bell present. Hertzberg.
Here.
Hertzberg present. Hurtado. Nielsen.
Here.
Nielsen present. Wiener.
Ladies and gentlemen, a quorum has been established. We have one bill today. We welcome the good senator from San Jose. Appreciate all his work. This is on Senate Bill 128. We're looking at this to be potentially our last hearing, but probably not. We'll be looking at another potential hearing either next week or the week after with some assembly bills that are heading our way. With that, we'll turn it over to the good senator from San Jose. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. This bill, SB 128, is about best value contracting. Now, the reason this bill is before you today as, you know, a special hearing is this bill, the law expires at the end of the year, so we have to kind of, you know, renew it, so that's why we're here. This bill would extend the existing sunset of the best value construction contracting program and allow 5 additional years. We'll add Santa Clara County to the pilot. Current contracts for construction projects are selected utilizing low-cost methods. As a result, the factors such as responsibility, labor standards, delays often go overlooked in favor of the cheapest possible option. And a failure to consider such factors can lead to increased cost in the total value or cost of the project. The best value construction contracting program creates a larger contractor bidding pool, reduces bad actors, increases the amount of skilled craft workers on county construction projects. Current law sunsets, as I said, at the end of the year, and while many counties are in the middle of implementing these programs, we need to extend this. We have witnesses, I'll turn them over to them.
Thank you so much, Senator Bell. It's always good to see Mr. Hummel here, now of Solano County, but with Sonoma County. It's good to see you, sir. Who would like to be able to kick us off here? Please, Mr. Hummel, the floor is yours. You have 2 minutes, sir.
Thank you, Chairman McGuire, members of the committee. I'm Mark Hummel, Capital Projects Manager for Solano County. Thank you for allowing me to speak on behalf of the county today in support of Senate Bill 128. The county appreciates Senator Bell bringing this legislation forward. Recently, Solano County successfully delivered the new Rourke Vocational Training Center in Fairfield. The RVTC is a 45,000 square foot, $26 million detention grade reentry facility constructed for the Solano County Sheriff. It was 90% financed by the state under the Board of State and Community Corrections SB 1022 program. The Solano County Board of Supervisors utilized the best value procurement process to award the $18.5 million construction contract. This best value delivery opportunity attracted well-qualified contractors to submit proposals to Solano County, competing based on quality criteria and price, including relevant project experience, team qualifications, and additional enhancements to the project offered by the proposing firm. Hensel Phelps Construction Company was awarded the construction contract on the overall strength of their proposal, representing best value to the county. Hensel Phelps worked in a highly professional and diligent manner to effectively deliver the project despite unforeseen challenges that arose during construction. It is unlikely that the process of constructing this detention grade project would have gone as well or delivered equivalent value by way of a more traditional low bid contract award process. What works well? The process under Public Construction Contract Code 2155 currently allows construction documents to be 100% complete before bidding, which is desirable for more specialized or more complex projects over which the county wishes to retain a higher level of design control. The county was able to select a firm based on who will be running the project and not just accept whoever the contractor decides to send over, qualified or not. It promoted a collaborative environment in which the project management team worked together with the general contractor to determine problem resolution instead of just getting the usual, here's the problem, tell me how to fix it, leading to outside-the-box thinking on how to make the project better rather than fight just to get what is minimally required. What could improve? It's still not a full partnership with the contractor, but it's a lot better than the adversarial environment that is too often encountered in straight lump sum bidding. Were there challenging provisions in the legislation as it currently is drafted, or as it currently stands? There were no specific issues. The only challenge was creating the procurement documents from scratch, since no one else has done it yet, or had done it yet. But these documents are now available for use on future projects at Solano County and may serve as a guide for any other California counties allowed to use best value procurement under the legislation.
30 seconds.
Best value procurement is not the solution to every project, but it is certainly appropriate for some projects. It is a useful tool to have. Solano County supports SB 128. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hummel. Grateful you're here today. It's good to see you, sir. Please, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Jonathan Clay on behalf of the County of San Diego. Unlike Solano County, we are one of the counties that are in that process getting ready to use this authority. We've been going through the process of updating and revising procurement documents, revising our bid process. Unfortunately, we were running up against the deadline and statute for being able to use this authority, so we worked with our fellow counties to come forward with SB 128 to ask for that extension of authority. From the County of San Diego's perspective, we're going to be looking at this more for maintenance, ADA compliance upgrades, mechanical system upgrades. We're not looking at it directly as new buildings at this time. But we do view this authority as a way for us to work more cooperatively with our contractors and both save time and money. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you for your testimony. We're going to welcome anyone else who's in support. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Paul Gonzalez here today on behalf of the City of Indian Wells in support.
Thank you. Mr. Radigan.
Good morning. Michael Radigan on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, Santa Clara County in support.
It's good to see you, sir. Thank you. Good morning.
Ashley Walker on behalf of Monterey County Board of Supervisors in support.
Thank you, Ms. Walker. Good morning.
Morning, Audrey Ratajczak on behalf of San Mateo County in support.
Thank you so much. We'd like to be able to see if there is anyone else in support, if you could please come forward this time. We now would like to be able to offer anyone who is opposed to please come forward looking for opposition. Last call. We're going to bring it back to committee for questions or comments. We'll look to the vice chair first.
Now's your chance. I just had a request of clarification. Mr. Hummel, you mentioned that the project for the detention center was 18.8. million, but it cost 26 million. I'm just curious about the different delta.
Certainly, thank you. The construction contract was originally 18.5 million and came in somewhat over 19 million by the time all of the final construction change orders were processed. That will be included. Those details will be included in the county's report to the state, which is due to go to our board on the 24th of September and then forward to the legislative committees, including your committee chair. The $26 million includes all of the other associated costs, permitting, construction management, utility fees, project management time, which add up to a significant amount of the project as well, design fees as well. So there's always a difference between the construction value and the total project cost, and total project cost can range anywhere from 25% to 40% of the total project cost, depending on the complexity around that project.
But it was all budgeted?
Pardon?
It was all budgeted?
It was, yes.
We were within budget and on?
We are in budget and slightly delayed due to some of the unforeseen challenges that we encountered along the way. Design error, review and approval delays, but within the approved schedule with the Board of State and Community Corrections, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vice Chair. Members, looking for any additional questions or comments, and we also welcome a motion. We have a motion by the Majority Leader on the floor. Mr. Bell, would you like to close?
Yes, I think this will result in more projects being completed on time and on budget, and urgent I vote.
Thank you, Mr. Senator. Members, this is a motion return the bill to the Senate floor. Ms. Lanchester, can you please call the roll?
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Hurtado? Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
That currently enjoys a 5-0 vote. We're going to keep the roll open, and we are going to hunt down Senator Wiener and Senator Hurtado. Senator Bell, thank you so much for all witnesses. Thank you. Members, thank you for being here today. Absolutely. Senator Hertzberg is prepared to pass the award.
I don't know. I think I have to leave first.
Hey, there we go. Exactly. Nice. Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the last 3 weeks of the legislative session, and we want to be consistent. And typically, it has been consistent between three individuals of this committee in regards to the LAR Award, who are the latest. The winner this year for the number of awards goes to Senator Hertzberg. The close runner-up is Senator Wiener. And then third place and moving up in the pack, Senator Hurtado. So ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for our award winner today, Senator Hurtado. Everybody. Senator Wiener, anything you'd like to be able to do to present her with the award today, and then we'll have her say a few words.
I was going to give her a Tootsie Roll, but...
Oh, there we go. We could, we'll bring her up a Tootsie Roll on behalf of Senator Wiener and the committee. Thank you so much. Senator Hurtado, the floor is yours. Would you like to say some words of acceptance?
I'm truly honored for the award. Third place, not bad. I mean, for a freshman senator... Can't get any better than that, right?
Hey, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, our award winner of the day. Thank you so much. All right. Congratulations. And as I was saying earlier, we're most likely going to have a hearing or two over the next 2 weeks with some assembly bills that are coming forward. The award now has been distributed and handed out. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, we have one bill on our docket today. That's SB 128. Current vote is 5-0. The motion is return the bill to the Senate floor. Ms. Lanchester, can you please call the roll?
Hurtado?
Hurtado,
aye. Wiener,
aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that bill is out, and we're closing the roll. That was a 7-0 vote. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, and we will see you later today. This meeting is adjourned, and we'll probably see you in the next couple of weeks.